Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and we also have Kevin Myers on with us tonight, and we are taking your calls. If you want to call in for a reading, 888-815-9756. It's a brand new night, brand new time here on BBS Radio, and I want to welcome everybody to the show. We've had a little bit of a break and just kind of taken some time. Just got back from ARE camp. I was doing a family camp, which is a wonderful, wonderful place. If anybody gets a chance to check it out, you can go over to EdgarCasey.com. Again, 888-815-9756 is the number to call in. Kevin, hello.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing really good. And Kevin, we just got back. We went to a camp, this wonderful camp, and spent some time with, it's a situation that is, I thought was wonderful in that it's all about community and sharing. And just wondering what you thought about it.
It was, I think, a great example of community. The way they ran the camp, ARE did a very good job of feeding everyone, and everybody did, they pitched in at the meals, and everybody cleared their table, and we composted any of the scraps that were remaining from food. There was a KP group that was selected each night that would take care of the sanitizing of the pots and pans and dishes, and it was nice to see how community could work. And it could work cleanly and effectively to make a very nice living situation.
I loved it because of the, this, when we're talking about community, it was like everyone was, we all did things at once. Everybody participated, and I loved it because they participated with smiles. It's something that you don't see. Usually unloading the dishwasher is a major thing, and I loved it for the reason. It's true.
There was a graciousness and a gratefulness that you saw in the people. They were grateful for the community and for the people that were there to share the meal with. And they were grateful for the food that was there. The cooks did a fantastic job of cooking vegetarian for us the whole week and making sure that we had plenty of food. No one went without food. And if your table didn't have a particular item, you could go to another table, and the other table would kindly share that with you so that you had what you needed. And that's just the meals. But the community concept and the sharing of ideas among community was also very evident in the class that you taught, Kimmy. Afterwards, everybody shared their thoughts on each lesson that you gave. And it was done in a very conversational, nonchalant way, but we all would kind of gather slightly after class, and you would hear different ideas bandied about and just watched how people were processing things as a community and as a group and how they processed the great information that you provided.
Well, I thought that it was nice, and thank you for that. I thought it was really nice for the fact that it was everyone, and I can't explain it other than I felt like I had found a family, and I have a wonderful family. And there's nothing like, going to a place and actually connecting with people in a way where you've never met them, and here you can share and you can all be part of just, I want to say oneness. And I think that's a perfect word for it, is this wonderful community of people that, they're all dedicated to sharing and laughing and smiling. And boy, the camp counselors were wonderful. And I'm really encouraging everyone, if you get a chance, to check the family camp out. It's edgarcasey.org, and they have a neat kids camp, too. And there were kids there that were staying for 4 weeks. They were, you know, they still had 4 more weeks to go. They came for the family camp, and they were actually staying. And I think that for a 16, 17-year-old, even, you know, the 22-year-olds that were there, that's dedication.
Well, what was neat is to see the enthusiasm that they had and the energy that they had that was the same on Friday as it was on Monday. And that's usually you see tiredness set in and you see a draining of energy, and you just didn't see that with these counselors. They did a great job of keeping the momentum going and keeping the energy high and the interest in what was being taught and the activities always top notch. But I really take my hat off. When I was growing up, I was in Boy Scouts and went to Boy Scout camp, and I saw how the counselors would be enthusiastic for the first 4 days of camp and would be worn out the fifth day of camp. And I didn't see that with this group, but I take my hat off to them. They did a fantastic job.
And that makes such a difference. It does. And the dedication that you do see it's a huge, huge thing. Kevin, I want to talk to you a little bit about yourself. You're an intuitive, and you also are a hypnotherapist. And there's a lot of things going on right now, a lot of changes, a lot of shifts, a lot of people shifting through some major things within themselves, a lot of change. Can you tell everybody what you feel that they can expect? Because we've heard a lot about 2012. And I'm curious if there's anything you feel that maybe people might want to expect.
I think if there was one thing that I would thematically pick as kind of a theme for the next 2 years, it is the saying that when you're on an airplane, you see the oxygen masks they talk about in the event of a depressurization of the cabin. The oxygen masks will come down, and if there's somebody sitting next to you, make sure to put your oxygen mask on first, and then help the person next to you. And I think that that's the perfect analogy for what we are going through in the next 2 years. It's going to be a time period where individuals are going to be challenged in everything that they currently know about life and currently know about their surroundings. And it's going to be a time where you're really going to have to work on yourself. And you'll have to work on yourself first and get your individual strengths strengthened and your weaknesses strengthened before you can turn around and help other people. And I think if everybody would work on their spirituality and raising their level of awareness of things and increasing their connection to God over the next 2 years, you're going to see a huge shift in the population in just their general level of conscious awareness. And I think that's really what's going to happen.
So the shift, you know, you're talking about the shift and then the conscious awareness. And when you say put your face mask on, you know, a lot of, you know, you put your oxygen mask on. I had a lady say to me, well, if you're going to put your oxygen mask on, of course you're going to do that on a plane. But when it comes to, you know, abandoning people, that's really hard to do when you're walking around and you're not in an emergency situation. And I'm just curious, what would you say about, I mean, how would you respond to something like that?
Well, we're only, the ability for us to help somebody is limited by our strengths. And, you know, one of the things that I've known some firemen in my life, and one of the things that they do in the off, and when they're not fighting fires and they're just relaxing in the fire station, they lift weights. And the purpose of that is so that they're strong enough that should there come a need for them to call on that strength, they've got it. And so it isn't that you would abandon other people and not help other people. It's that your first and primary purpose in this life is to work on yourself. And a lot of that does come from working with other people and your interactions with other people. But you have to always remember that your growth is the most important, because you can only give what you're capable of giving. And the stronger you become, the more you can give. So it gets back to people giving from a charitable standpoint. A lot of people will give as much as they possibly can, to their detriment financially, instead of building their wealth to where at some point in time in the future they can give even more than they could if they gave everything as they go along. So I think that would be the way I would answer that to somebody. It's not a selfish thing. It is understanding that we all provide strength to each other, and we can only provide as much strength as we have individually. So if we strengthen ourselves, it just means we can give more to other people.
So really, it's that spirit, the spirit. It's like that, your heart, you know. It's like when you're allowing yourself to be grounded and heartfelt, everything around you, it's like the vibration raises. And that's a hard thing to do. I will tell you that. Not an easy thing, but it makes a lot of sense. We're gonna go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna have more with interviews. Again, if you wanna give us a call for reading, the number to call in is 888-815-9756. And also go over to KimmyRose.com and check out more information about the show. We'll be right back with more of interviews. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me. And I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me. that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and we have Kevin Myers also on with us, and you are listening to a brand new Interviews on a brand new night here at BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. The number 888-815-9756. And if you'd like to call Kevin for a reading, or you'd like to talk to me, you can call right the way. The number is 734-854-1514. You can also go over to KimmyRose.com for more information. Kevin, we're talking a little bit about giving and sharing and how we can to create oneness, to make a difference during this change, the shift that's going on. And you had some steps you wanted to, steps in the process that you wanted to share with people.
Yes, and before I do that, I wanted to just say, you need to work on yourself first. That does not mean that you become a hermit and, you know, go off into a cave and isolate yourself from the rest of society. You obviously interact and continue to interact with the people that need you in your life, but always being aware of the fact that the work that you do on yourself is very important, and you need to place that as a high priority in your life to make sure that you continue to do your spiritual work and raise your level of awareness. And it's nice to talk about that, but a lot of people don't know where to even begin. If they said, you know, okay, Kevin, that sounds great. How do I do it? That's what I kind of wanted to provide tonight, was a few steps to put you in the direction of raising that level of awareness and increasing your spirituality. And I would say step number one is to learn how to relax. And by that, whether it's meditation, whether you call it breathing exercises, every society in the world has practiced some form of meditation as a means of becoming centered and peaceful and allowing thoughts to just come into your mind that would help you grow. And that starts with just finding a place in your home or some office building, wherever you are, where you can spend 15 to 20 minutes uninterrupted, where you can control the lighting, where you can control the sound of the environment, and just sit peacefully, relax, just place your feet on the ground so that you're grounded, tilt your head back slightly. Just the tilt of your head can actually increase your relaxation. You want to tilt it so that your throat is and your chin is straight up and your throat is straight. This actually increases oxygen. It also tilts your head and places it in a mode where you're very receptive to an altered state of consciousness. And this is going to get you in the same state of sleep or the same state of consciousness that you're in right before you go to sleep, where you're very relaxed and you're aware of your surroundings, but you're not consciously aware of them like you would if you were totally awake. And then, Kim, would you like to explain the Pujai breath? Because I think you do a good job of that.
But it's a wonderful way, even if you have problems with, like, say you're asthmatic and you're wanting to just, you know, finding a better way to balance your breathing. You take a deep breath in, and when you breathe in, it's like you're breathing in, and you're breathing in to your center, like right into your in through your stomach. And to the bottom, out through the, right out through, your down to your knees, out your toes. And then when you're exhaling, and you're exhaling, you're also breathing down. Okay, so when you're breathing in, you're bringing the air up from your center all the way up through your throat. And when you're exhale, you're breathing out and you're bringing that down through your belly and into your center. And it makes a sound. You can hear like a, kind of like a, and it's hard to hear me when I do that, but it's like you're breathing and you're making a sound. And it actually, I find that if you do it three times a day, and it only takes a few seconds, what is really neat about that is you end up shifting into a amazing space that really helps you to feel more balanced and clear. And it's something that I would encourage everyone to try. My very good friend, Ritu, she has been such a blessing in my life, and she's helped me. She's helped me to better understand how to create that balance and how to do that. And it's something that I would strongly recommend everybody check out and be a part of. And I also wanted just to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to interviews, and to go over to KimmyRose.com. And, yes, the horoscopes are posted, so you can check that out on the website. Kevin?
The thing that the Pujai breath does is it super oxygenates the brain. So you're getting a lot of oxygen. In fact, your entire system, you get a better breath and more oxygen into your system than you normally would. And that's amazing, and that's huge.
It makes a difference with the balance. And when I say balance, it's huge. It's a huge, huge thing. And balance is something we all need a little bit of. I know going to just getting away, and I call it being off the grid, it was really nice. It was a good way of just kind of getting away from certain things, you know, like my cell phone, which you can just find. I know my kids will say, you are wasting so much time, Mommy, on those texts, you know, and it does. You get yourself in a space where it's like you're going, what am I doing? You know, I mean, I could have done this or that. And it's not about a coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's really about taking the time to center and just be in a space of just enjoying the things around you. I heard a couple say, hey, are you going to go watch the stars with me? And I thought that is just such a simplicity, the simplicity of that. I mean, it's like a free movie, you know?
Ask yourself how many times in your life you've seen a sunrise or a sunset. And, you know, if it's less than five, you need to get out the next time. You know, make an appointment with yourself to experience that, because it's one of the neatest things, I think, that God has created, is the sky as the sun is setting or the sun is rising. Very neat to see that. But, and that's something that will then give you the imagery that you need for the next step of the relaxation process, which is once you start that breathing exercise and you've oxygenated your body, the next step you go to is just to close your eyes and visualize something and try to hold that one thought in your mind for a period of time. or that one image. Pick one image that you want to visualize or you want to concentrate on, and just hold that one image. And the longer you practice that, the longer you'll be able to hold that one image in your head. And then imagine just a completely blank slate and a completely pitch black piece of paper or something like that. And try to keep that as the image. And the longer you can do that, at the point at which you stop doing that, then you'll start to get a flood of information in. And you can always ask a question before you start that exercise, and we'll often get an answer by the end of that meditative exercise. So those are just, 15 minutes of that can make a huge difference in somebody's blood pressure, not to mention the spiritual connection that it's going to provide you.
It's funny because when you talk about the spiritual connection, it's so simple. And I always like to joke and say, you don't have to go to Sedona. And Sedona is a beautiful thing. Or fly across the country to connect with your spirit. You can actually sit in McDonald's and eat a Big Mac because it's something that's inside of you. It's part of who you are. Although I will tell you, no offense to McDonald's Big Macs because I love them. When you start eating right, you feel so much better. You really do.
Just increase the water.
Yeah.
Start by increasing your water. That's something that I think too few Americans will drink enough water. And if you just substitute one of the drinks that you drink during the day with water, and gradually wean yourself off of caffeine and onto water, you'll have a tremendous shift in your health. And that'll also shift your mental state as well.
And that makes a big difference. It really does, because I know just for me, drinking water, I was at a point of I didn't like the taste of water. And then I got to the point where I just kind of got used to it. And it was like, this isn't so bad. So I think it's just a state of mind. Kevin, we have a question for you. Right now I've got somebody that just sent me a message, an in-quick message. And her name is Al. And she's wondering if her relationship is going to take a turn. She said it's really started to get very negative. And she said that she just kind of feels lost. And then after that, we have Linda from Bedford that is waiting to talk to you. So if you could answer Michelle's question first, and then we'll go to Linda.
Michelle, I'm giving a real strong intuitive impulse that the nature of this is in a miscommunication that you've had, some assumptions that you have brought to a communication situation where you had what I will call filters on, and you heard something and reacted to it. And that was that communication. That's one of those things that if you could go back and redo it again, you would. In lieu of doing that, because you can't, I think what you need to do is give the other person a little bit of space. I would say by the latter part of this week, a phone call. Make sure it's a communication that's done where you can hear voices, because text messaging and email and Facebook are great for certain things, but for relationship issues and mending, they're not. Preferably, if you could do a face-to-face meeting with this person, that would be fantastic. But I see you initially making a phone call and then maybe sitting down. And this is where you need to get the game playing out of the way for both of you, and really focus on what the important thing is in the relationship, which is the two of you figuring out how to move forward. And I think you need to figure out how much you're willing to give in order to move forward, and what you would do differently if you could have done things differently, so that you can begin the conversation with that, which is, you know, if I could have done this differently, this is how I would have done it. Most importantly, in this next communication that you have with this person, it is most important for you to listen first and respond second. And I would give some time and some thought to what your responses are, rather than reacting. Because if you go into that communication situation with that intent in mind, it will allow you to listen better and actually hear what's being said, rather than reacting to assumptions as you did last time. So that's my recommendation. I think there's going to be some work that you need to do together, but I see good things.
And that is wonderful. I feel the same thing. I just feel like it's about patience, and patience, that's what came to me. That's really, really important, is having patience. We've got Linda online too. Hi, Linda from Bedford.
Hi, Kimmy. It's Lois.
Oh, Lois, I'm sorry.
I'm Lois. I'm sorry. Hi, Kevin.
How are you
doing? How are you guys tonight?
Good.
I have a relationship question also, and I was just wondering if you could tell me, am I still on the right path? How long are things going to take before maybe they turn around?
Wow. Kevin?
Let me clear into her. I really think that a key thing for you would be to kind of establish a timeline for yourself and expectations that you have. I kind of feel you are adrift in really knowing what you want from this relationship. And as soon as you identify that clearly and define what you want, then you'll be able to bring it into that relationship. I think you're comfortable at this point, but you're not comfortable with the current situation, but what I'm saying, you've been running almost on autopilot in this relationship, and I don't know that either one of you are being fed by the relationship. I think it's time for you guys to really sit down and have a talk about what you both want. And clearly defining that is going to be critical for you guys to move forward. And I think you have a good foundation to move forward with, but there are some things that you need to fix. And patience is one of them. I also feel like he's not getting what he needs, and you're not getting what you need, but neither one of you are communicating those needs. And that's got to be a key thing that you guys need to discuss.
And Lois, one of the things that I feel is too is when with the patients, your mind is just traveling faster than you can keep up with it. So it's really important to find a way to balance your thoughts and your actions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But the other thing I'll tell you is you can be as patient as you want to be for somebody to change, but if you don't tell them what you need changed, you could be the most patient person in the world and you may never see it. I really think that's why you need to put it on the table. This is what I want. This is, you know, I don't think, I keep getting through that the needs have not been clearly defined for either one of you. And that I think that for both of you to sit down and talk about that in a cooperative manner where both of you have a vested interest in making things happen, there isn't anything that he wants from you or you want from him that's out of the question or that either one of you wouldn't give, but you are not doing a good job of communicating those needs to one another. What I keep getting through from you is that you're wanting him to be a mind reader.
So,
Kevin, are you getting that from? Are you getting that from my current relationship or the one that I'm looking to go into?
I'm getting that from the current relationship.
That's what I kind of thought.
You know,
and
if,
does it make
and
you feel?
If you want to give that other one, if you want to give the one a chance, it's if you have a opportunity to rekindle things, it's giving it that definition of what you really want, because you can get it in that relationship.
Does it make sense?
Yes, I'm looking more to rekindle than I am to fix what I have.
But you don't want to feel guilty about it.
Well, I just don't know how long I have to wait to get to rekindle things, I guess. I'm tired of being patient.
No, I understand it. If you could hold through the break, we'd love to keep you on the phone and just help you out a little bit more, if that's okay. Would you mind holding?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick break. You're listening to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Kevin Myers. And I want to just give out the website. If you want to go over to KimmyRose.com, you can get more information on how to connect with us, find out more on the show, and also 734-854-1514 is a number to call and get a reading. We'll be right back with more of Interviews. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading, or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose, and we have Kevin Myers on with us, and we also have a very beautiful, good person who is so confused right now, Lois from Bedford. Hi, Lois.
Hi, Kimmy.
Sorry, I just had to say it because I can feel you going, okay, you guys, now you're asking about the relationships and another relationship, so you're trying to get some clarity on which one, you know, which, you know, the one thing that I felt, and it, I think it's really, really important is to really kind of like maybe go into a discernment of, instead of like being in 10 different directions of what you want, ask yourself, what is it that you want? Like when you go deep down inside, what do you really want? What would make you happy? And I would ask you to take some times to really, how do I want to say, this? It's almost like I feel like almost like you need to use like a discernment and the patience that's being offered to you is challenging you to see something else within yourself. And Kevin, is that making sense? Because I keep seeing like a circle.
What I would suggest is in the rekindling relationship, before you look at what the other person needs to do, put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself what they view things to be and how they think, what they may not be receiving that they may be very patient with you about. And I think when you look at it that way, you're going to look at the whole patience thing a completely different way. Because I think in a relationship, as we start to grow apart, which I think is really what's happened in this situation, we grow comfortable, and then we grow apart if we don't continue to pay attention to one another's needs and fill those needs. Then it becomes very easy for somebody that takes an interest in us to take us away from the person that we've grown accustomed to and has, you know, it's the old tennis shoe situation. The new sneaker always looks better. So once you put the new sneaker on, you realize it's just as good as the old sneaker. And, you know, the old sneaker actually felt better, and you knew what you could do with it. So the grass is not always greener on the other side. What I would suggest is that your significant other has been very patient in aspects as well. And either one of you need to be patient if you just sit down and talk. You need to open a dialogue. And you can be the person that starts that. And it doesn't even have to be a dialogue. I would set a date with them and just have a nice romantic date. Go back to what has worked for you in the past, in your courting days, and rekindle that spark. I think that that's what I keep getting through is the rekindling the relationship is going to be a better move for you all the way around. It's going to be more fulfilling. And it's simply a situation where you've hit a rough spot because you've grown apart, but there's the ability to go back together and have a very strong relationship. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've invested a lot there, okay? And there are things that, if that relationship weren't there, there are things that you've taken for granted that if that relationship suddenly ended, you would understand the value of a lot of the stuff that you've taken for granted. So the first step that you can do is start to take an inventory of the things that you might have taken for granted and start to appreciate those things and tell the other person that you appreciate that. And that will go a long way to mending fences and bringing the two of you back to point of really loving one another. The other relationship, I don't see lasting long for you if you opt that way. I think it will be a very short fuse and it'll be gone. So that's my recommendation is to stick with the rekindled relationship.
That makes sense. I hope that makes sense. And I just want to thank you so much for being, you know, calling in to interviews and just sharing your energy. You have a beautiful energy. You just need to know it and embrace it, okay?
Yes, it's hard to keep my energy sometimes.
It is, and right now, especially.
What was that, Kevin?
Try the Pajai breath, the breathing exercise. You know, just keep focused on that. Start working on yourself. And once you become happier with yourself, it'll be easier for you to turn around and give to other people. So just do something for yourself each day that makes you feel good about yourself. And that'll go a long way to helping your relationships, not just the romantic ones, but the other relationships as well.
And it's funny that you said that I'm like on autopilot because I really feel like I am because I'm just trying to wait and see how things play out. So I do. I just kind of go with the flow and just, you know, run on auto and just let things happen the way they do. So but thank you for helping.
And you know what? And that's boring to both people in a relationship. When people do that, because he's probably doing the same thing. Wouldn't it be funny if you were both waiting on the other person to make a change, and neither one of you were taking the action to begin with? That's why I say you need to talk, and you need to show some gratitude for the things that you might have overlooked that are really great qualities, and things that you know if that person suddenly were killed in a car wreck tomorrow, you'd miss about that person. So take an inventory today rather than waiting for something where that person is not in your life.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Let us know how it turns out.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night,
you
guys.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to interviews. The number to call in is 888-815-9756. And thanks to everybody that is sending messages. Lots of people listening on Facebook. I absolutely love Facebook. You can also reach us through Facebook. And you can also go to KimmyRose.com to get more information on the show. And if you are interested in getting a reading, you can call us at 734-854-1514 to get more info, you know, to talk to us. And I'll tell you, we've got some great readers over at Light the Way. Kevin and I are both there. Just a lot of other neat people. And it's a great place to go. We're located in Lambertville, Michigan, 3528 West Stearns Road. Kevin, we've got a question from Stacy, and Stacy says she's going through a tough time with her mom. And she said her mom's been sick, and the rest of the family doesn't seem to be wanting to listen to her when it comes to a decision about a nursing home. What do you think she should do?
They're not listening to the mother, or they're not listening to Stacy.
So you think that nursing home then, or are you...
I'm not understanding if they're not listening to Stacy or they're not listening to the mother's wishes. I see that Stacy's kind of fighting the nursing home as a means of. I really think she wants to keep her at home. Is what I'm getting. And this is a choice, I think, with her mother for the immediate future. I don't think I'm not getting through that a nursing home would be necessary, that she would actually get better care from family members and maybe some home health agency that would come in periodically to assist. That to take the mother out of the home environment would possibly be detrimental to her spirit. I really feel that she would be, her mental state would decline faster in a nursing home setting than it would in a home setting. And so I think her best interest is really to get some assistance there in the home through home health care. So I would suggest that Stacy take a look at that. And it can be simply done with the family members as, hey, let's weigh this and see if it's a possibility financially to see if this wouldn't work out better than a nursing home. And that way it's not a permanent situation. I have a feeling that her mother's health can turn around and actually improve given the right care. And I really think that she needs to be very selective in screening the home health care agencies. I see her interviewing three different home health care agencies, and it's the second home health care agency that she interviews that will really provide the level of care that she needs and the staff that can get the job done.
Stacy wanted to tell you thank you. She said she wants her mother to move in with her, so you're right on that, and the rest of the family, she feels like what they're asked, they think that she's wanting just to stay home and not work. And Stacy, all I can tell you is there's a lot of work. I mean, there's a lot of work that comes in that, and you're giving up of, you know, your career, a big part of, you know, your life. And I think that that's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And I say God bless you and all the more to you for wanting to do that for your family. And I think that's a huge thing. I know if it was my mom or my dad, I would do the same thing. There's no question about it. So I do it for my friends too. So, you know, you've got to, you know, like you, Kevin, when you said that about her health, I feel the same way. I feel actually her mom's health would be better because she would be in a space where she would feel that comfort. So I agree with you 100%.
I keep getting, do not, if there's any intention of selling the mother's home, don't do that. And if you can keep her in her own home rather than even having Stacy have her move in with Stacy, I think that that would be a better move altogether. So Stacy, consider that. Maybe a home health care agency in the mother, in the grandmother's, the mother's home would work out better than even bringing her into Stacy's home. And then Stacy could be the main point of contact and can keep tabs on things and make sure things are run smoothly. That in itself is a huge job and a great responsibility. And the siblings should be appreciative of Stacy raising her hand and opting to take that role, because that's a difficult role to fill.
You know, it really is a difficult role to fill, and it's also something that like I said, I have the utmost respect for somebody for doing that, because it's something. It just, all I can say is God bless for taking that time. And Kevin, we're winding down to the last few minutes, and I'm just wondering if there's something you might wanted to share, anything that's going on, anything, waited for people to contact you, and if you have any thoughts.
Sure. I would suggest that if you have something that's been weighing on you, whether it's a phobia that you have, or just something that's been a challenge that you faced in your life, I would encourage you to visit Light the Way and visit with me. I'm in town for a few more days, so call Light the Way at 734-854-1514 and schedule an appointment for a hypnosis session with me. We'll sit down and I'll interview you, and we'll figure out what we can do to help you in that situation. I've had some great success with some people locally that have had phobias, and we've been able to get rid of those and get them sleeping through the night. So we can do smoking cessation and weight loss and other things. It's a very powerful tool. So if you haven't thought of it, investigate hypnosis.
And it really is. I can tell you that it's really made a difference in my life in so many ways. I've had a lot of things in my life, and it's also a discipline. Lots of people, I can honestly say, who I've seen helped with weight loss. And believe it or not, they say one of the number one ways to stop smoking. That's the number one way to stop smoking is by using hypnosis. So how can you not want to do that? You know, I mean, think about the money you spend. People spend a lot of money on cigarettes. So it really makes a difference. It really does. And boy, we're coming.
Give yourself a raise.
There you go. Give yourself a raise. Do that for you and for yourself, and give yourself a raise. It also will help you to raise your vibration. And that really is what makes a difference in your life. It's the choice. So if you want to give Kevin a call, the number is 734-854-1514. You can also come out and see us at Light the Way. We're located in Lambertville, Michigan, right on the corner of Stearns and Seacor Road. And Kevin, he is in town for a few more days. You can also talk to him over the phone. So even when he is back home, you can give him a call and talk to him. So give us a call. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And we are really excited to talk to you next week, new time, on BBS Radio every Monday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a blessed evening.